John Mucha is the grandson of the great Czech Art Nouveau painter and decorative artist Alfons Mucha. His parents are also noteworthy. His late father Jiří was a journalist and writer, while his Scottish mother Geraldine, who's 92, still composes music. John himself heads the Mucha Foundation, which conserves the family's collection and promotes the artist's work internationally. His home in the Czech capital, situated opposite the gates of Prague Castle, contains a breathtaking array of Alfons Mucha memorabilia and artworks, and is described by John Mucha as a living museum. When we spoke at the Mucha family flat, I first asked him if he had grown up there.
Eventually, yes. The story is that I was born in London. I was born in May 1948. And when my mother was heavily pregnant in January 48, one of my Scottish relatives was very high up in the BBC, and he came to Prague and he said to my parents, "We don't know what's going to happen, but something will happen." And of course came February, and he advised my mother to have a baby in England. And the reason was that if you're born in England, or at least in those days, you automatically got a British passport. So Mum left, and I was born in London, where I spent the first 6 months, I think. And then we came to Prague, and we lived in the family villa in Bubenec till 1950, when, which was already after a communist coup, when we were thrown out. And then my father found this place, which doesn't belong to us, it belongs to a church. And yes, as a family, we've been living here since 1950.
Did you have a great sense of privilege growing up here and living opposite Prague Castle?
None at all. I think, you know, when you're a little kid, I mean, you may find it surprising, but all of this was completely normal to me. And it's interesting because, of course, at school, I had a lot of friends, and friends whose families, it was typical, you'd have a flat, what was a flat in the First Republic, which would have, let's say, four rooms, one bathroom, one kitchen, and it would be shared by two or three families. So, you know, kids who actually came from very, I mean, in terms of space, limited means, the only difference was that, but as boys, you know, this was great because there was lots of space. But nobody ever, it was only when I was about 15, when suddenly there was an element, whether it was being encouraged by the communists, I don't know, but that's when things started getting a bit more difficult and, you know, you got beaten up from time to time and, you know, people would shout at you, "Come on, admit you're a Jew," and things like that, which was rather strange.
Is it the case that this flat is somehow based on Alfons Mucha's studio in France?
Yes, it is. The family really has been very lucky in that we have been able to hang on to everything that you see. And yes, when we moved in 1950, my parents tried to sort of make it, to give it the sort of feel of the atelier that Alphonse had in Val de Grasse. It's interesting, what a lot of people don't know, if it weren't for my mother, we would not be sitting here today. Why do I say that? In 1950 also, my father was arrested, accused of espionage, falsely. The state prosecutor wanted death penalty, which fortunately he didn't get, but he got hard labor. He was in uranium mines in Yakimov. And, of course, the secret police came to confiscate everything. And my mother, very bravely, said, "I'm sorry, all this is mine, and I'm a British subject." And somehow, they didn't expect that. So they sort of became uneasy, and then they said, "Well, we'll go, but we'll come back." And they never did. Having said that, had we had a collection of Picasso, Matisse, and so on, like, for instance, perhaps Karamazov's Birka, I'm not sure we would have got it back.
How old were you when you realized that your grandfather was a great artist?
Under the communist regime, Alfons Mucha was a decadent bourgeois of no value whatever. As a kid, I didn't really think about it. I think, well, it's difficult because, of course, I started being a teenager, you know, you start moving into the 60s. I mean, 61, 62, you know, suddenly Beatles, Rolling Stones, eventually flower power, and of course, massive revival of Art Nouveau, and of course, who else? Mucha. And Mucha suddenly became famous yet again all over the world. I remember going to the exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum, which was the first exhibition again after many, many years abroad. And it was a sensation. And so yes, it felt nice.
What's your relationship to his work? I mean, how much do you like it?
I think what is incredible is the diversity of his work. I mean, he's still best known for the posters, and we're trying to dynamite the thing that he was just the poster artist. You know, when you see the pastels, which are radically different, when you see the drawings, which are exquisite, the oil paintings, the Slav epic, which is extraordinary, it is absolutely extraordinary, the Bosnian pavilion, which was a spark for the Slav epic. I think what comes out of his work, that almost everything that he did came from the heart, and you can't miss that.
Roughly how many pieces of his do you have here in this flat?
We don't have many of his pieces in the flat. Obviously, there are security considerations, sadly, in this world. But what I can tell you is that the collection is the largest and the most comprehensive in the world. But obviously, for security reasons, we have to keep things in secure storage.
What do you think explains the enduring appeal of Art Nouveau?
I'd slightly change it in that if you look at history, you have this huge explosion in 1894, and where Alphonse is absolutely key. He's the only Czech visual artist who is a founder of art, of global art movement. There are many other wonderful painters, Kubka and so on, but they were not so as a foundation stones of whichever movement it was. But then, of course, it exploded onto the world, and then came Art Deco, and it quickly disappeared. And then flower power, again, but it started consolidating its position. And I think the appeal is particularly today, where it's not just economic crisis, but it's also age of doubt. It's age of where, you know, we're sort of wondering what it's all about. And I think Alphonse's art, what it does, it sort of offers you a haven. And so, you know, you can, you know, like a boat, you can sort of sail in and have a little rest and get your thoughts organized. And then you go out again into the world.